The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is Talking Metal, established in 2005. Available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, YouTube, and at TalkingMetal.com. Hey guys, Happy New Year. I hope 2021 is off to a great start for you. A real basic episode here today. I just wanted to kind of give you a BTS behind the scenes as to what is happening. So we have entered the new year, and after a little break for the majority of December, I am back with new episodes of a podcast that's been going on since 2005, when John Astronomy and I wrote the RSS feed ourselves. It was a very different time back then, and it was, I guess, the Wild West of podcasting, because we did whatever the hell we wanted. We played music. We, really, it was no holds barred when it came to our discussions, and so the show evolved. But one thing I always did do was play music. So in recent years, podcasting has become much more popular, and there are now over a million podcasts available through Apple Podcasts. When we started back in 2005, there was, maybe a couple hundred. So it's definitely a different world, and what's happened is I've seen this happen. You know, we got thrown off of Spotify because we play music. Even though we love the bands, you know, that we play the music by, and we want these bands to succeed, some of the bands and labels even had encouraged us in the past to play music. Long story short, I've seen some friends' podcasts disappear off of major podcasting platforms. We don't want that to happen with Talking Metal. We don't want to disappear. And I know I have egg on my face right now, because I said in the past I would not do this podcast if I wasn't going to play music. But I had a long talk with my family and spent some time really thinking it over in December and even before December. And I've come to the conclusion that I do want to continue Talking Metal. So here we are, Talking Metal 2.0, right? It's a new format moving forward from this episode. After this episode, we're going to get into what I hope is a more structured format. We'll see, though, moving forward. And that format is not going to include any music. Sure, we might. I'm having a friend of mine like create an intro right now, and I'm guessing he might have some music in that intro, but you're not going to hear Queensryche in the intro. You're not going to hear an Iron Maiden song. You're not even going to hear some obscure artists on a smaller label. We're not going to play any music that is copywritten and that somebody owns the sound recording rights on. Even if they want us to, we're not going to do it, because it's too risky, honestly, and it just opens up a whole can of worms. And I've had people say, well, why don't you play independent music? You can still do that. Honestly, it would cost me money. I'd have to get lawyers involved to make sure everything is cleared. And when the music appears on the podcast, they just assume, when I say the powers that be, assume you don't have the rights to it, because we're not a corporate big platform. You know, we don't. So they're just going to take us down. They're not going to ask any questions. They're going to just take it down. I don't want this podcast taken down. So moving forward, we're going to dot all our I's, across all our T's, and that's where we're at. So again, I know some of you guys are going to drop off because I do have people that listen for the music. And if that is you and you're no longer going to be with me, all I can say is I appreciate over 15 years of support from some of you people. And I understand it's a new beast. It's not for everyone. Okay. Having said that, give it a chance. Give it a chance, guys, because I'm really going to work hard. I'm going to do a lot of planning. It's not just going to be about interviews anymore. I want the show to have a personality that maybe has evolved from where we were in the past. So I'm serious about it. I'm serious about it. And we're going to stick to the traditional hard rock and heavy metal, but I want to also do what we used to do actually a long time ago, which is include younger bands, include different styles of loud rock, whether it's, you know, extreme metal or punk or hardcore or symphonic metal, grindcore, death metal, industrial metal. You know, of course, we'll also thrash metal. We're going to have thrash metal, as we always have. Glam metal, we're going to have that. But, you know, we'll get some doom metal in there. And, you know, power metal, progressive metal. It's going to be everything. Anything that's loud, really, I'm down. And if a guy, you know, wants to come on and he's a famous actor or something or something like that, wants to talk about music with me, we will do that. It's not just going to be musicians. So that's the plan. Whether I stick to it or not, who knows, right? Time will only tell. But I hope everyone had a great holiday and is welcoming this new year with as much optimism as I am, because wow, 2020, what a bummer. And I will tell you, I probably shouldn't admit this, but I almost called it a day with this thing in 2020. I there was that time I lost a whole hard drive filled with interviews that I had. You know, when I do these interviews, I spend sometimes an hour or two, you know, maybe even more in some cases, prepping for the interview. In that case, it was one of the guys was this guy, Johnny Z, who ran Megaforce. And I read his whole book to prep for the interview. The interview disappeared and he declined to do another one with me after I deleted it by accident, which was a whole mess because it was like a thing where I had to get my kid on his virtual class because his computer wasn't working. And then to download the software that we needed for him, I didn't have enough space on my hard drive. Meanwhile, he's missing class, so I frantically erase a bunch of stuff on my hard drive on my personal computer to make room for my son to be on with his class and get that software that allows him to do that. And here I delete all these talking metal interviews by accident. So after I did that, I was just like, fuck it. Why am I doing that? Why am I doing this? You know, but I came to my senses. I've had a lot of enjoyment with this. And, you know, we just passed 900 episodes. Let's see where we're at. Let's go to 1,000. Let's go to 1,000. Let's see if I'm still enthused and feeling it at 1,000. You know, I think that's my commitment to you right now. I'm ready to go to 1,000, maybe more. All right? But January 2021 has me feeling that. 1,000. That would be a good place to end it. You know, goodbye, 1,000 episodes. Done. But I could conceivably also do this for the rest of my life because I do enjoy it. And it is hard work at sometimes, work that I don't make any money off of, really. I mean, there's been some little splashes of money here and there. But now I have a Patreon page, and I'm taking every cent of that and really putting it back into the show. I would love it if I could get some money from that then and use it to, you know, support my family, me. So that's a place where I would encourage anyone out there to give me $2 a month on Patreon, you get a bonus podcast every week. That's like, what, 50 cents or less for that bonus podcast? Every single week we do a bonus podcast. And that is, again, available on Patreon. It's exclusive to the Patreon supporters. And you get that podcast every week for $2 a month. Now, if you do $5 a month on Patreon, I will mail you a Talking Metal t-shirt, okay? And I'll throw in a... Actually, right now, while I still have a limited supply of them left, for anyone who does a $5 a month pledge on Patreon, you'll get that bonus podcast every week. You'll get a t-shirt, and I will throw in a Talking Metal face mask, a Talking Metal pin, a couple Talking Metal stickers, and a Talking Metal patch. For anyone pledging $5 a month or more on Patreon right now. Okay, so do it, guys. Listen, that's great. You could conceivably do that and rip me off and quit a month later. You know, I will still send you that care package of Talking Metal merch that I just mentioned. I would hope you'd stay with me a little bit longer, since it would definitely takes me probably like 4 months of that donation, maybe 5 months when you include postage, to recoup that cost. So I'd love it if you stayed with me longer than that, but you don't have to. Seriously. I'm dead serious. Other ways you can support, which you guys... I really need you to do this moving forward. Can everyone go leave a review for this show, a positive review on Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts or wherever you're listening to this? Please give it a great review. You can all subscribe to my YouTube page. It's youtube.com/talkingmetal. You can subscribe to my other free podcast. It's Talking with Mark Striegel. All right. Tweet about all this stuff. Let people know that you like this podcast on social media. Tag me too. I'll be sure to follow you back. All right. As long as your feed doesn't get too crazy with the political stuff, I'm down. I know sometimes both sides of the aisle, I can't take the extremism, but I'm kind of a moderate guy myself. But anyways, that's kind of where we're at here. And man, we need our concerts back, right? I am so ready to do as many in-person interviews as possible. I will hit you up with another phoner in the next episode with Michael Schenker, which is a pretty good interview. Michael's crazy. You give him one question, the guy talks for like 10, 15 minutes straight, just going everywhere. So a good conversation with Michael. It was done over the phone. It's going to be on the very next episode of Talking Metal, which I may post tomorrow just to get it out there to you guys. So anyways, what I'm trying to say is, listen, if Ozzy Osbourne or Alice Cooper wants to do a phoner, done. We'll do the phoner. But I'm going to try to do as many in person, and I actually prefer Skype and Zoom if I do have to record it. But if it comes down to it and I have to do a phoner, I will do that. But trying to avoid it as much as possible, because I do want to keep the sound quality of this show top notch. And that's probably going to do it for now. Just a little short check-in with you guys. All I can tell you is just please support me any way you can. Listen, if you can't afford $2 a month on Patreon, which I get it. It's tough times out there now. Yeah, really, freaking sucks. I know more than I wish I knew about that at this point in time. It's tough. So if you can't afford the $2 a month on Patreon, another thing you can do is when you do your Amazon shopping. Everyone's doing Amazon shopping because they don't want to go to the stores right now until we get that vaccine popped in our arm, which I hope all you guys are going to do. Crazy hearing that some people are scared of the vaccine. Really, let's do this. Let's vaccinate this mofo. But listen, a lot of you guys are shopping on Amazon, so go to my website, my new website, or go to the show notes for this episode. My new website, by the way, is markstriegel.net, markstriegel.net, and link through to Amazon, and then go about doing your shopping as you always would, okay? That's Listen, I'm not paying attention to what you buy or anything like that. I could care less. So don't worry. Oh, we don't want Mark knowing what we're buying. I know that you can see that. It doesn't tell me the name of the person or anything like that, but I don't even look at that. So don't worry about that. I don't care you're buying diapers. That's great. But listen, that I get a little kickback on that. You know, I've been getting like $30 a month gift card from Amazon for people using those links. So if you're using those Amazon links, I do appreciate it. But I really think we could boost that up, because that's easy, right? You don't even have to pay me money. All you have to do is go do that extra step. Go to the podcasting show notes or go to markstriegel.net. My last name is Strigl. So the site is markstriegl.net. Use those Amazon links. All right. So again, the new format is going to probably debut in the next episode, but I'll massage that as we move forward. But I want to talk about classic albums. I want to talk to some younger bands, as well as all the old timer dudes that we love. You know, so here we go. Here we go. Talking Metal 2.0. Stick with me, guys. And again, yeah, go to markstriegel.net, and that's where you can support the show with the Amazon links, joining Patreon, or even just sending over a PayPal donation. And I do want to thank a couple people who sent over PayPal donations, like John Chandler. John, thank you. Let me get on here. Who sent the other ones? Martin McGarry. Thank you, guys. Nice messages from you both. I appreciate that. Keep those PayPal donations coming. Both those guys, John and Martin. Wow, very generous donations. All right, look for my ads. Like I said, I'm pumping money back into this on Metal Sludge, all the sites I love: MetalSludge.tv, BraveWords.com, and of course Blabbermouth.net. Click through those ads. Make sure they're working. They're geo-targeted, so not everyone's seeing them, but if you live in certain areas, you will see them. And I would love to know that the links are working. Click through them. If they're not working for some reason, please let me know. Because, again, I am definitely out there paying for this advertising. And the whole goal is to bring more listeners in so I can get more people on Patreon and maybe get enough people listening that I could actually attract a sponsor. All right, so that's the goal. Hope you're with me. Keep rocking. I'm always around. Hit me up on Twitter at talkingmetal.com. Same thing on Instagram. And Facebook is facebook.com/mstriegel. All right, dudes. See you on the flip side. See you tomorrow with a new episode.